Well, back home now, and New South Wales is putting pressure on the federal government to set out a roadmap for reopening international borders, saying that it should be linked to vaccination targets. A recent news poll found that 73% of voters support keeping the gates closed until the middle of next year. But prominent members of the business community say it should be sooner. The head of Virgin has come under fire for saying we need to accept that some people will die as a result of reopening. Alexia Atwood reports.
During the pandemic, New South Wales has been somewhat of an outlier. It's been reluctant to shut its borders, and it's now on the front of the debate to open international gateways. The Treasurer, Dominic Perrottet, has set a target. 5 million vaccinated residents should be the threshold for when serious discussions begin.
If you look over the last 12 months, that border lockdowns have been incredibly popular with the Australian people, but we're not in politics to simply follow public opinion. We're here to lead.
A recent News Poll survey showed 73% of voters support keeping borders closed until at least the middle of next year. But prominent members of the business community say it should be sooner, even if it does come at a cost. Virgin boss Jane Herdlicker told a function in Brisbane yesterday that while some people may die as a result of opening borders, it will be a smaller number than those who succumb to the flu. This sentiment was met with anger from disability advocates, including Green Senator Jordan Steele John, who has cerebral palsy and uses a wheelchair.
If you look at the cohorts that are most at risk of COVID-19, it's older people, it's First Nations people, it's disabled people. We are human Venn diagrams of risk when it comes to COVID-19. So when we talk about changing policy settings and accepting that people may die because it will boost the bottom line of a corporation like Virgin, we need to be very, very clear about who we are talking about and put the onus upon individuals that make statements like that to make exactly clear how many people does the CEO of Virgin believe it is acceptable? How many disabled people is it acceptable to have die?
The Prime Minister has labelled the Virgin boss's comments as insensitive.
You know, I regret that those comments were somewhat insensitive. Somewhat insensitive, and I would encourage people. You know, 910 Australians have lost their lives. Every single one of those lives was a terrible tragedy. And it doesn't matter how old they were.
But the federal government won't yet commit to a plan for international movement.
The pandemic is morphing. It's changing every day. When you see the pandemic this year raging through developing countries, then the great risk, as we're already seeing, is new strains, new variants coming through that not all the vaccines will be equipped currently to deal with. And so it's important that we make decisions based on the best medical advice at the time. And on the medical advice we have right now, it is not safe to take those paths. But we will know when it is, based on clinical proven evidence. I'm not going to take risks with Australians' lives.
Any plan would rely on a workable quarantine system, money for which the federal government is vague about. Glenn Keyes is the founder and executive chairman of Aspen Medical, a private company that has handled vaccine rollout and quarantine, among other pandemic measures, both overseas and in Australia. He says more quarantine facilities like Howard Springs need to be established.
I think we need to consider, are hotels the model? Do we have enough? Are they in capital cities? And then we need to look at facilities perhaps that are further abroad from the capital city.
That's Glenn Keyes, the executive chairman of Aspen Medical, ending that report from Alexia Atwood.